Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Saturday afternoon. It is 1 p.m. We are live on Close Up Talk Radio Worldwide. It is September 7th, 2013. And this is your host, Jim Masters. Great to have you with us, and thank you for making Close Up Talk Radio a part of your weekend. We're on weekends as well as daily shows Monday through Friday right here on Close Up Talk Radio, and we do feature, celebrate, and spotlight some of the most unique individuals who are doing such amazing things across America, Canada, and worldwide. Every show is different. Every show is unique and exciting. And it's my pleasure to welcome you to Close Up Talk Radio today. Hey, don't forget to check out our Facebook fan page, which is Close Up Talk Radio as well. Great to have you there. We're very interactive on that page as well. We're continuing our discussion about bullying, about something that is in the news, something that's pretty much running rampant, and something that we're trying to combat way before it even happens. At the youngster level, we're talking with former educator Regina Davis and also Carolyn Royer Spencer, the former educators, and they co-authored a fabulous series of incredible books that deal with bullying and also deal with children and trying to get children to sort of walk away from bullying, learn about bullying, know what bullying is all about, and steer clear of it. Also, how to handle it if they are being bullied. And also, it's a great resource, the books that they have, and we'll talk about those coming up, a series of fabulous books in their collection. They also deal with the teachers and the parents and folks in the neighborhood to take time, to spend time with the children. And the mission really is to connect with children in their early years, as early as possible, and explain to them why bullying is not good, why it's not the way to handle things, whether they are the aggressor or the person that is handling bullying or trying to, the person that's being bullied. And of course, as we know, unchecked, as years go on, the child that was bullied or was the bullier, that affects them emotionally and many other ways. And you see it in the news all the time. Sometimes even children are a little bit later in life, teenage years. They unfortunately do things to harm themselves or others in a reactionary mode to either being bullied or being the bullier. Matter of fact, they just had allegedly a child in Connecticut, in Greenwich, Connecticut, who first day of school, at age 15, had been bullied, and it might have been a situation where it was consistent. And just within the first week or so of school this year, this month, the person took their life. We want to make sure that we can get to the children way before it ever gets to that level. And that's where Regina Davis and Carolyn Royer Spencer as a team come in with their years of experience in the educational world. Carolyn Royer Spencer did all the illustrations for this book series as well. And again, they've really co-authored something amazing. According to the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, nearly half of all children will experience bullying at some point while attending primary or secondary school. Bullying can include everything from making threats and spreading rumors to attacking someone physically or excluding someone from a group on purpose. The experiences can eventually lead to a child exhibiting low self-esteem and possibly acting out as well. Author, former elementary school teacher Regina Davis believes every school should be a no-bully zone. And she's the co-author of Senior Smarty Pantaloons, who we're going to hear from on today's show. So gather the kids, close to the computer, turn up your computer speakers to hear us broadcasting worldwide. Everybody gather around because Senior Smarty Pantaloons is going to be here. The science fiction fantasy series character from the children's book series, designed to teach kids just how hurtful and demeaning bullying is. Also, back in May of this year, along with her collaborator and illustrator Carolyn Royer Spencer, they published a second and third book in the series, Lord Computes-a-Lot, Ruler of Aurora Bully Alice, and His Secret Quest to End Bullying, and also the corresponding activity book, Lord Computes-a-Lot's Quintessential Quest to Banish Bullies. But of course, led by Senior Smarty Pantaloons, the robotic computer, the characters encourage children to learn more about how to end bullying. I see this turning into a cartoon series, an animated series, a movie, a television show, a film presentation. They have poetry, puzzles, school songs, games. It's just a fun and creative way to connect with children and teach them about bullying in such a creative way. But without further ado, because we have a lot to get to on our continuing series today, we want to get right to Regina Davis, and of course Carolyn Royer Spencer is going to be joining us momentarily as well. But first, Regina, welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. It is so great to have you back with us, and I hope your day is going well today.
It is, Jim, and I hope yours is as well. And I know the listeners will have a good time hearing the show today because we have two guests, Carolyn Royer Spencer, who is my co-author and the illustrator of all the books, and Senior Smarty Pantaloons is gracing us with his company again today. But without any further ado, Jim, I would like to introduce everyone to my co-author and illustrator, Carolyn Royer Spencer.
Fantastic. That's terrific. Carolyn, welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, and how's your day going today?
Oh, it's going wonderful. How is yours going?
Sensational. You know, Carolyn, before we move on, because I know you have a very special poem you want to read, I just wanted to thank
yes,
you for your work with Regina on this series. I applaud and commend you both. I think it's truly amazing what you're doing, trying to reach out to children in the early years and also the parents and the educators and so much more, because it's a very, very important issue, isn't it?
It certainly is, and we are really working hard to prevent bullying as much as we can. We've worked on these books and wonderful illustrations, and we just feel like we're doing such an important job helping children combat bullying.
You really, really are. And the books, I just love the way they're written. I love the illustrations that you've done. They are terrific. And you really get involved with the characters. And I think that's what's great. Yeah. Kids want to, you know, feel like they're involved. And the characters are sensational. So bravo. You've done great work. And now you have a terrific poem for our audience. Let's hear that, yes. Carolyn.
Yes, I do. All right. The poem, I'm going to read the poem to you. It's from the Quintessential Quest to Banish Bullies, the activity book that goes along with the book. And it's on page 2, and I'm going to read the poem, and I hope everybody enjoys it.
Well, I have to tell you, Carolyn, I have been, I've been doing the word puzzles. I mean, it's great for the adults. The activity book is really fun.
It is fun. I enjoy it myself.
Yeah, I know. It's like, gee, I hope they do more and more of these. And I love the, you know, the Aurora Bully Alice. I love these names, the titles of the books, too. They're very creative.
Well, thank you so much.
Great stuff.
I appreciate it.
And now here's Carolyn Royer Spencer with our special poem.
Okay. In Aurora Bully Alice, there's a river called Bully Bay, which flows with loving thoughts all night and day. On the flowing river by the banks of Bully Bay, there are three ships, sailing ships heading your way, with integrity, honesty, and kindness galore. The rippling waves echo, "Bully no more." Currents of kindness lead to the bigger ocean of life and help to deal with problems and strife. Imagine the ripple effect from the little waves of blue. The little things you do for others will come back to you. Smarty Pantaloons helps us to be kind to all we meet. Cybergene shows us honesty that makes life complete. Lord Computes-a-Lot shows how integrity leads the way. And as the model leader shows his non-bullying way, little fish are surfing on waves in Bully Bay, heading to the ocean, bringing love and peace to stay. That's the poem.
That's
Isn't it beautiful?
That's absolutely beautiful. Very, very nice.
I
really, everybody's been very touched with this series because, you know, you can turn on television or read the paper or go online, and almost every single day, Carolyn, you're just hearing these horrific stories of bullying that's going on. You know, and again, like I said at the top, you know, bullying that's unchecked through a child's life, when they become an adult, they become an adult bully. Either they have low self-esteem and they become, you know, almost reclusive because they've been bullied all their life, or they become an aggressive person, and even as an adult, they're bullying. And there's nothing more aggravating when you're an adult and you're having to deal with somebody else who's also an adult and they're trying to be a bully.
That is true. That is true. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. In the poem that I just read, there are three characters. And it's important for the children to know, what we're also trying to do is develop good character in the children. And as a former teacher, that was one of the main things that we tried to instill into the children as we taught. Well, there were three characters in this poem. One was Lord Computessalot, who's the leader. Then there's Senor Smarty Pantaloons, and he stands for kindness. Then there's Lord Cybergian Bonaparte, who stands for honesty. So I'd just like to talk a little bit about each character. All right, Lord Computessalot, who is the leader, he stands for integrity. Integrity helps one listen to their conscience, to do the right thing, to tell the truth. And when people act with integrity, they stand for something. Others believe them and rely on them. And integrity means always to treat others with humanism. Now, Senor Smarty Pantaloons stands for kindness. According to an article by Stuart and Susan Mazuski, schools that have been successful in addressing behavior and bullying issues have established cultures of empathy, kindness, and respect. Children can show kindness by just simple little acts, such as asking someone to play with them. They see this type of thing as an adult does, as a role model to children. So Lord Cybergian Bonaparte, he stands for honesty. Honesty is telling the truth, and it's not lying. Some reasons that children lie, we think, are they are about to get into trouble. They want attention, and they try to impress other people. And just making, you know, conversation like we're making, passing on untrue information as if they know something is true. Maybe an example of that could be something like, well, did you hear about Alan? He stole a watch from the store, and he got caught. Well, being honest and having integrity, it means standing up for what you believe in, what that's right, and doing what you know is right. According to a writer of the 19th century, Henry James, three things in human life are so important. You know what the three things would be? The first would be to always be kind. The second would to always to be kind. And the third is to be kind. Well, Scott Adams, who was a cartoonist and a satirist, he's quoted as saying, remember this, there's no such thing as a small act of kindness. Every act of kindness creates a ripple effect with no logical end. In other words, it keeps going and going and going. My characters in this story were inspired by the story in itself. The story is so unique. It's such a wonderful fantasy story that I really felt the need to create very special and unique characters that children would love and never forget. So I worked on them near the ocean. As an artist, I enjoy being near the ocean, and I'm inspired being near the ocean. I used colored chalks, and they were quite messy at times to work with, and I love doing the illustrations, and you know what? I really look forward to more in the upcoming series on ways to stop bullying. So I just hope everybody enjoys the activity book and enjoys reading the books to their children, and I hope that teachers, you know, use them in the classroom, and also counselors. It would be great if they would use them in the class, in the schools. So,
I think that's perfect. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And even like I mentioned to Regina, in pediatrician offices, like in the waiting room lobbies, so they, you know, kids are always playing with toys, or they're always, magazines for the adults, but nothing really for the children. That would be great. And also, of course, libraries as reference material. I also think that this can turn into maybe an animated cartoon series or
that would be wonderful.
Movie, you know, because
that's wonderful. You know, we hadn't thought of that too much until recently when somebody mentioned it to us, and we would be more than happy to consider
And if it does come to fruition at some point, I'd love to be involved, you know, in some level. I do voiceover work and all kinds of stuff, so maybe there might be a way to hopefully have that happen, but hopefully somebody's listening to us on Close Up Talk Radio who might want to consider turning this into an animated series, because again, you have two former educators here with us, Regina Davis and Carolyn Ryer Spencer, who know their stuff, have been doing this for years, and they're on a crusade. They've written the books, they've done the illustrations, they have the characters all set ready to go, and they have put their heart and soul and their calling into effect, making themselves really, really strong anti-bullying advocates, and they're not stopping. So that would be sensational. If somebody is listening, what's the best way to connect with you guys, Carolyn? What's the best way to reach you if there is that interest?
The website would be good. www.seniorsmartypantaloons.com. Our emails. And would you like for me to give mine?
Sure, yeah.
It's Nadina, Nadena, Nadina123 at yahoo.com. Or they can contact Regina or myself through the website, like you've mentioned.
And I'll spell that out for everybody, too. It's www.seniorsmartypantaloons.com. And that's SENORSMARTYPANTALOONS.com. Let them know if you do contact them. You've heard this discussion and this episode and the series with Jim Masters here on Close Up Talk Radio. They would love to hear that. Now, Carolyn, you have a special guest who's been with us on the show just prior to the Labor Day holiday and sang a couple of songs for us. I think Senior Smarty Pantaloons himself is standing there right next to you, right?
He certainly is. And he is anxious to sing a little song and to play his happy song on the harmonica. And he is standing right here. So I'm going to bring him over to you. And it was such a joy talking to you. And
you too.
I hope to talk to you the next time. And
I agree. Thank you. Same here, Carolyn.
Thank you so much for everything that you have done to help with the cause of bullying also.
Our pleasure.
And here he is.
Right. Senior Smarty Pantaloons on Close Up Talk Radio. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Here he is.
Okay. For all the kids listening right now.
Hello, boys and girls. Remember to be kind to everyone, and if you see someone being bullied, make friends with that person. Do not leave anyone out. Not only be honest with other people, but also with yourself. Remember the golden rule. Treat others as you would want them to treat you. Always act with integrity. Listen to your conscience and do the right thing. I will now play the happy song on my harmonica and then sing one of my anti-bully songs. Bully, Why am I playing alone with not one friend of my own? Because your heart's made of stone. Bully, you only think of yourself. So I'm alone on a shelf and not with anyone else. And then suddenly there stood before me some classmates who would really wouldn't care and changed my day to sunny from stormy because they knew just how to share. Bully, I am no longer alone. I have good friends of my own because of seeds they have sown. And one fine day I saw before me a teacher who truly cared. She was so proud and happy for me when she saw we all knew how to share. Bully, I can no longer be bullied. I understand kindness fully, and I'm no longer alone.
Thank you so much. We really enjoyed the harmonica and the song and your advice. Senor Smarty Pantaloons, we hope you have a good day. And Smarty Pantaloons is leaving now, Jim, to go back to his Fox Saloon Elementary, where he's been ordered to come to a meeting by Principal Fox Anna Powerpaws.
I hope
he will be hearing him or talking to him again soon.
Smarty Pantaloons, I tell you, Regina, we're welcoming Regina Davis back to the show now. Senior Smarty Pantaloons is very creative. I mean, sings and dances and plays the harmonica. What a very, very, very creative character.
Yes, we both agree that
yeah.
He is very, very creative, and he has a really strong mission to stop the bullying.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, talking about bullying, Jim, I have a short article to share with you, and it's called Bullying Causes Kids to Age Faster. Now, this morning on, I believe it was CNN News or one of the news broadcasts, I heard them talking about studies that are done on children with obesity, and they say that childhood obesity leads to health problems later in life. And I can believe that, but I was shocked to read this article, and I think some of the listeners will feel the same shock that I felt. It says the emotional and psychological effects of bullying have always been clear, but now a new study reveals that bullying also impacts a child's physical development. And WebMD reports a study done by the Duke Institute, and this study found the traumatic effects of bullying on children's DNA has the same result typically associated with advancing age. Researcher Aydin Shavlov summarized the findings. Children who experience violence at a young age have a biological age that is much older than other children. Though it is unknown if these effects are reversible or not, this means bullied children could be on a faster track to an early start of adult diseases. Shavlov and his team plan to monitor the children for a longer time to see what exactly will happen. Jim, violence and bullying have always been an issue for the immediate time, but the lasting consequences have serious health implications, as we now have a physical record that violence during childhood could be damaging to a person later in life. And I was quite shocked to read that article, that being bullied as a child can lead to physical problems later on. So that tells me that we have to try harder than ever before to stop all kinds of bullying at an early age.
And like I was saying earlier, a lot of times the child that's bullied goes through the rest of their life with low self-esteem, and maybe they don't take risks, or they don't go for that other job, or they have difficulty with relationships with others, so they miss out on a lot of life because they have a lot of fear and self-doubt that's instilled in them due to the fact that they've been criticized and made fun of and turned into an outcast and bullied. And then on the flip side, you have the person that has been doing all the bullying and perhaps You know, they go through life aggravated all the time, and they go through life, you know, trying to push through doors to get what they want with no consequence thought and no consideration or empathy for others. We are in a situation where a lot of people, Regina, are questioning empathy, and are we in a world now where empathy is sliding by the wayside, especially with the younger generation? Are they less empathetic than generations before? There's a lot of discussion about that, and empathy is very, very important in any society, right, Regina?
It is, and I think that's why we need more programs in school to foster empathy and other virtues to help counteract bullying. And Jim, we need to stress this not only in schools but at home. Parents need to start with children at a very young age to try and implant empathy and sympathy and caring for others so that bullying can be reduced and hopefully eventually eliminated.
Absolutely. And some of the first steps to that is what you and Carolyn Royer Spencer are doing with your characters, Senior Smarty Pantaloons and the others, Lord Computes a Lot, and the wonderful book series that you have. I want to let folks know we're talking with author Regina Davis, as well as former elementary school teacher. She and her collaborator, Carolyn Royer Spencer, who we heard from earlier, co-author, illustrator as well, former educator, have a wonderful series that are, I have the books. They sent them to me personally, and I've been reading them again and again. I've showed them to children. Children constantly react very positively to the characters. The print, the font is large. The stories are very basic. It's nothing that is too heavy for children. It's basic because you want to get kids at the early level. And again, the series is wonderful, starting off with Senior Smarty Pantaloons, the series, and of course, moving on to Lord Computes a Lot, Ruler of Aurora Borealis, His Secret Quest to End Bullying, and then the corresponding activity book. There's that actual secondary activity book, which has all kinds of puzzles and all kinds of poetry and songs and games in it to teach children about bullying in a creative way. You don't want to have to get to kids once you hear fights in the hallway, you hear about suicide, you hear about all this stuff that goes on. You want to get them in the early years, right away, as soon as possible, to let them know it's not good to bully and it's not good to be bullied. So here's the website to make contact. And again, anybody listening who might consider this potentially for a cartoon series or anything along those lines, I think it would be great. www.seniorsmartypantaloons.com. That's, of course, based on the character SENORSMARTYPANTALOONS.com for all of the information about how you can get the books in your hands for your children or grandchildren or school system, library. And also to make contact to learn more about the wonderful work of Regina Davis and Carolyn Royer Spencer together. We have about a little over a minute or so left. Any parting words? You'll be back with us next week. Looking forward to it, Regina. But any parting words or anything you'd like to leave with our audience? We had a really great show today.
Well, I just would like to stress the fact that I've said before that bullying can occur from the cradle to the grave, and it devastates every age group. It can happen in any age, any walk of life, any industry, and it's poisonous. It's really, really toxic to our society, and we need to all work together to try and stop it. And now that we know that children who experience bullying appear to be aging at a faster rate, we have all the more impetus to try and get rid of bullying. So I hope everybody who's listening will work with Carolyn and me and you, Jim, and all the organizations out there to try and help curb bullying.
You're doing wonderful work. Kudos to you and Carolyn and your team, and we appreciate it. And we'll speak with you next week right here on Close Up Talk Radio. Regina Davis, Carolyn Royer Spencer, Senior Smarty Pantaloons, and company. Thanks for joining us on Close Up Talk Radio. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, Regina.
Thank you, Jim. I enjoyed it very much, and I know Senior Smarty Pantaloons And my co-author, illustrator, Carolyn Royer Spencer, had a wonderful time as well.
Have a great week, and thanks for joining us. This is Close Up Talk Radio. I'm Jim Masters, and thank you for joining us as well. Have a great day.